Hello and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Now here's Pastor Steve.
Ephesians chapter 4 and 12 tells us that the role of the pastor is to thoroughly train, equip, and prepare you for your call in ministry. Too often, when we attend church, it becomes a place where we are there to sit in a pew and simply support the vision that God has given the man of God. Well, that's fine if God has called you and planted you there, but his job then is to feed you. His job then is to prepare you to do the work of the ministry. And you've got to make sure that's happening in the church that God has selected for you. Because if it's not, that is not the church that God has selected for you. Jeremiah chapter 3 and 15 says that God has selected a pastor according to his purpose for your life to develop your ministry. Steve, I'm going to ask you to read that. You see, the pastor that God has chosen for your life will be someone that God had in mind based upon your purpose. Go ahead, Steve.
And I will give you pastors according to mine heart, which shall feed you with knowledge and understanding.
See, the word pastor in the Hebrew means shepherd, one who tends a flock. If a pastor has no desire to be with the people, then he's not a pastor, according to the word of God. In John 10 and 14, God refers to us as sheep. So when God says, I will give you a pastor, he's saying, I will give you a shepherd. One who will shepherd you, one who will lead you, one who will guide you, one who will feed you, and one who will protect you, because that's what a shepherd does. Now, as we continue to look at that verse, the next phrase says, according to my heart. Listen to what this means in Hebrew. It means in my wisdom and consideration of your purpose. God says, I will give you a pastor in my wisdom and in consideration for your purpose. It goes on to say, which shall feed you. In the Hebrew, that means your pastor will consistently teach messages from the Bible as though God himself is speaking directly to you. Have you ever had that happen? You've been praying and saying, Lord, I need to hear a word, and you come to church, and there it is. Sometimes words you don't even want to hear. God is talking to you about things perhaps you've even forgotten or things you'd like to forget. But God will use that person to speak right into your heart and say, you know I'm talking to you, so you need to do what I'm asking you to do. Now, it also means to function as a spiritual authority, yet associate with as a friend. Isn't that interesting? There are so many individuals who they respect their pastors, and you should respect your pastor. But it's important for you to realize that the person God is placing in your life is placed in your life to be a friend as well, not to lord their authority over you. The Bible says that bishops must be overseers of their flock, but not lord, and use authority over them to beat them down. No, the Bible is saying here is they're to be your friend. You should see your pastor as your friend. You should feel that that person loves you, that that person genuinely cares about you. It's not phony baloney. It's not they see you and they go in the opposite direction. They never have time for you. They could care less what's going on in your life. If that's the situation, that person is not your pastor. You know, I've heard of a lot of people really being disappointed when they go to church. And they begin to talk against the man of God, talk against the pastor of that church. But let me just say something to you. The Bible says, my sheep know my voice, and I know them by name. So if your pastor doesn't care about you, perhaps you're in the wrong church. Perhaps you're not one of the sheep. Don't blame the individual if you just happen to be in the wrong church. Get to the right place. Don't spend all your life sitting in a place wondering why God is not using you, wondering why you're not flourishing in the things of God, wondering why you're not growing in God. I don't care if your great-grandfather founded that church. Get up and go to where God is calling you to go. God has something better for you. God has someone better for you. God has somebody who loves you and will take a genuine interest in you and your family. And that's what God expects you to do. Somebody say amen. Amen. Now, the Bible says also that that individual will teach you knowledge. And the word in the Hebrew means to care, to instruct, to advise, to answer, to appoint, and yes, also to discipline. It goes on to say, and understanding. And the word understanding there means to guide with wisdom, to teach how to walk in righteousness, how to be skillful, and how to have good success. You see, one of the most important principles of God is that He has chosen the pastor and the place that He desires for you to be planted so that you can begin to develop into the purpose that He has for your life. Once you find that place, you will know it. If you're sitting around in a place trying to figure out, do I belong here? Perhaps you really don't. Because once you find the place God has sent you to, you'll say, this is it. Now, you may have some doubts in your mind because you've been to other places where you perhaps sat down long enough to find out, well, this really isn't the place, and you've become discouraged. But let me tell you something, saints. The plan of God is good for your life. God has good things for you, and you've got to trust and believe that He does. You need to keep your heart open to God. You need to trust the Lord and know that He has something good for you and expect it. Expect it in your life. Our purpose extends beyond church attendance and supporting the ministries of the church financially. God desires to plant you so that you can be fruitful and so that He can produce the ministry that He's called you to be a part of. Now, another piece of the puzzle I would like to give is that fulfilling the plan of God in your life will not happen without opposition in your life. Some of you say amen right now. Amen. The devil will oppose you. He will send people to destroy you. Your friends and your family members will try to stop you. That's when you know you're in the right place. However, no one can prevent you from accomplishing God's purpose for your life. Your purpose is protected by God from your enemies and every demon in hell. No one can stop you, only you, if you allow others to influence you. Now, let me talk about opposition because I've got to be frank with you. You're going to have a lot of opposition in trying to fulfill the purpose and plan of God for your life. Psalm 34:19. Steve, I'm going to ask you to read that for us. Chapter 34:19. You are headed for afflictions in your life. Get ready for them. Some of you have been through a lot already.
Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all.
Now, I want you to notice in that verse, it doesn't say that you will have some afflictions. It says you will have many afflictions. Isn't that good news? Not really. What comes after is the good news. The good news is the Lord will deliver you out of them all. You're victorious because God's going to take you out of all of your afflictions. Somebody say amen. I would like to give you some of the definitions in the Hebrew for the word afflictions. Are you ready? You better strap yourself in your chair. The word affliction means adversity caused by the evil one. Some of you are going through adversity caused by the devil in your life right now. You're going through things that just don't make sense. Well, if it doesn't make sense, it's probably a spiritual situation. Sometimes you go to the doctor and the doctor says, I can't find anything wrong with you. And you keep going to, they can't find anything wrong with you. But you know you have that pain. You know that you have those symptoms. You know that there's something going on with you. When you can't find anything wrong with you, sometimes it's the adversary called the devil who is opposing you physically. That word also means calamity. It means great loss and sorrow. Every one of us are going to encounter great loss and sorrow at some point in time. The word means mischief done against. That means people are going to come against you. And they're going to create mischief and do things to hurt you. It means physical and emotional harm will come against your life. We say, well, God's going to keep me from physical and emotional harm. I don't have to receive that. Well, something's going to seep through. The Bible says many are the afflictions. I'm just telling you, these things can happen to you. You will be ill-favored by others. You will find yourself often in trouble. That's what that word means. Many are the afflictions of the righteous.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. Here's Pastor Steve with a special invitation for you.
Hi, this is Pastor Steve. Don't minimize how God is going to direct your life and what you are capable of accomplishing. You know, the Bible says God is able through his mighty power at work within us to accomplish infinitely more than we might ask and think. To know God's direction, you must surrender to his will and to his plan. I want to personally invite you to our worship service this Sunday at 10 a.m. It's one of the ways that I know that you're listening. I would love to shake your hand and pray for you. I am certain that the service will encourage you and prepare you for the coming week. A church that's alive is worth the drive.
Spirit Life Church is located in the middle of the Mid-Cities at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst. We offer a safe environment. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Now let's get back into today's message.
But let me focus on the last part of that verse. But the Lord will deliver you out of all of your afflictions. Somebody say amen. Amen. I said the Bible says the Lord will deliver you out of every one of your afflictions. Now, let me give you some of the definitions for that word deliver. Listen to this. The word deliver means to snatch away and rescue. Sometime when you're going through an affliction, you're going through something, God will just come and snatch you out of it and rescue you in the midst of a situation. Sometimes he'll keep you out of the situation even before it comes upon you. It also means to escape without fail. In other words, God is going to deliver you. You will escape from that situation without fail. It's got to happen. There is no adversity that can come against you that you will not be able to escape from. You know, the Bible tells us in Corinthians that God will not even allow a temptation to come upon us that is more difficult for us to bear. The Bible says that when the temptation comes, he will also, with that temptation, make a way of escape. You see, it's just a test. I don't care what you're going through in life today. Realize that God has made a way of escape for you. There is nothing that can overcome you. And there's nothing that can keep you down because God will surely deliver you. That word deliver also means to preserve and to keep. God can preserve and keep you through anything you have to go through. There's some things we have to go through in life, like it or not. There are some things. I remember when I used to have to go to the dentist a lot when I was a little boy. I did not want to sit in the chair. It was not one of the things that I wanted to go through. But I found out God was able to preserve me and keep me even in the dentist chair. That was a big revelation for me, and it helped me for the rest of my life, really. See, there are things in life that you're going to go through, but you're going to find out that God's able to take you through victoriously. Many times he uses it as a faith builder in your life. The word deliver means to defend. God will defend you. When others run away, when others won't support you, when your friends seem to just all disappear, God will stand up for you and defend you. And there is no one who can stand against God. Somebody say amen. And I like this last definition. To deliver means to cause to recover. You see, because we have to go through some things, sometimes we need a recovery. But the Bible says God will help you to recover regardless of whatever incident or circumstances you've encountered in life. You will recover. There is nothing that can overcome you in life. There is nothing that can damage your purpose. There is nothing that can stop you from accomplishing what God's plan for your life is. You ought to be excited about that. Whatever you overcome becomes a part of your ministry to strengthen others. Are you aware of that? Your pain becomes your platform. Your suffering becomes your sermon. Don't you realize that? See, if I'm going to ask you to turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 4, because there's a revelation I'm trying to get to you here. Many of the things you suffer in life, it was not even for you. It was for somebody else. Some other people that you have to encourage along the way. God has used that pain in your life to prepare a ministry for you. Why don't you read that for us, Steve?
Who comforteth us in all our tribulation.
God comforts us through our tribulation. What does that mean? He keeps us and he helps us while we're going through the pain. As we're going through the affliction, he's able to keep us. He's able to preserve us. He's able to keep our mind where we don't lose our minds. You know, some of the things that you encounter in life, if it were not for God, you'd lose your mind. You'd lose your hope. You'd want to commit suicide because of the things that have happened to you in life. But the Bible says he's able to comfort you even through your tribulation. You don't have to worry because God is there with you. Continue, Steve.
That we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble.
That we may be able to comfort others when they go through their trouble. God allows certain things to happen in your life because it becomes a part of your purpose to help others in life. Why is it in life so often that we see individuals that when they lose a loved one to cancer, they start a foundation? When something happens, there's more research, more money's funneled to help that not to happen to other people. That's the plan of God. God doesn't cause bad things to happen, but God will use the bad things in your life as a stepping stone to guide you into your purpose. The devil thought he put it down to destroy you. The devil thought that the thing that happened in your life would completely annihilate the purpose and the plan of God in your life. But instead, God will use them as stepping stones to lead you in to the purpose that he has for you. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Now let's quickly examine the life of Joseph. Steve, I'm going to ask you to turn to Psalm 105, verse 17 through 21. Psalm 105, verse 17 to 21. We're going to see through the life of Joseph how God prepared him so that he was able to help other people in time in his life. There were a lot of things Joseph had to go through, a lot of things he had to suffer, just like us. However, we're going to find out that God had everything under control. And it was all predetermined before Joseph's birth. Go ahead and read that, please.
He sent a man before them, even Joseph, who was sold for a servant, whose feet they hurt with fetters. He was laid in iron. Until the time that his word came, the word of the Lord tried him. The king sent and loosed him, even the ruler of the people, and let him go free. He made him lord of his house and ruler of all his substance.
Now I want you to think about that. When you think about Joseph, do you really think about the fact that he suffered? You find that in the book of Psalms, that he was actually hurt by the chains that were around his physical body, besides the loneliness and the things that he went through. Let's quickly look at his life. In Genesis chapter 37, I'm going to ask Steve to read Genesis chapter 37, verses 6 to 8. We're going to find out that Joseph was 17 years old when everything began to start for his life. He realized that God had a plan for his life because God began to talk to him in dreams. Go ahead.
And he said unto them, "Hear, I pray you, this dream which I have dreamed. For behold, we were binding sheaves in the field, and lo, my sheaf arose and stood up upright. And behold, your sheaf stood round about and made obeisance to my sheaf." And his brethren said to him, "Shall thou indeed reign over us? Or thou shalt indeed have dominion over us?" And they hated him yet the more for his dreams and for his words.
You know, God still speaks to us today in dreams. Pay attention to your dreams. Dreams from God are prophetic in nature. They speak about the future. Joseph had a dream where God was telling him about his future, talking to him about his purpose. And he went and shared that with his brothers. He said, my stalks of grain stood up, and your stalks bowed to me. Now, of course, brothers wouldn't appreciate that from another brother if they said that to him, and his brothers did not. And besides that, his father favored Joseph, so therefore they were jealous and envious against him. And the Bible says when he told them the dream, they hated him even more. Why don't you read verse 9, Steve?
And he dreamed yet another dream and told it to his brethren and said, "Behold, I have dreamed a dream more. And behold, the sun and the moon and the 11 stars made obeisance to me."
Keep going.
And he told it to his father and to his brethren. And his father rebuked him and said unto him, "What is this dream that thou hast dreamed? Shall I and thy mother and thy brethren indeed come to bow down ourselves to thee, to the earth?"
Now, this is interesting because when he told his dream to his father also interpreted a dream. He said, "If the sun and the moon and the 11 stars are the bow, you're talking about your family. Are you saying that even your mother and myself, we're going to bow to you? It's okay about those boys, but don't you start talking about your parents bowing to you." But the Bible says, but he took note of the dream. Now, what I want to mention to you is be very careful who you share your dreams with. Now, it's interesting that your spiritual covering will often be able to confirm the purpose that God is revealing to you about your life.
This concludes part 2 of the message today. Join us tomorrow for part 3.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. If you were touched by the message today, consider going to our website and making a donation of any size. Your generous donation can help keep our radio ministry alive. Visit our website at aplacetogrow.org and contribute today. You can also download a copy of today's message by navigating to the Media tab. Now, Pastor Steve wants to pray with you.
This is Pastor Steve, and perhaps you have not lived up to your Christian devotion to God as you should this week, and you know you're even being tempted by the enemy. I want to pray right now that God will give you strength and that spirit that is coming against you would be broken by the power and the authority in the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, you know we are in spiritual warfare. That's why we pray. Prayer is warfare. And I want to pray a prayer for you right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come against every satanic attack against the people. Right now, in the name of Jesus, we command the powers of darkness to leave them, to leave their family, to leave their home. Father, we stop this attack in the name of Jesus Christ, who said through his name we have power over all of the power of the enemy. Father, I pray that you will restore peace in their lives and peace in their homes and peace on the job. Father, so many right now not knowing what to do because of what's happening in the world. We pray for the peace of God and give them direction and help them in the name of Jesus. Father, we believe it will be well with every one of our listeners. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. You're always invited to join us for our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10. We offer a safe environment. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Also, remember to be with us every weekday at 4 p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 2:30, right here on Bible School Radio 91.3 KDKR.